Blog Talk Radio. Alrighty, and that was Misty Kiss by John Premaster, and that kind of sets our tone here a little bit for today. We've got a special person on today is Maria Perrone is back on with us. She's going to talk with us a little bit about meditation for those of you who are old-timers and for those of you who are new-timers. She's also going to give us a little bit of background information about herself, how she came by her gifts, because as you guys know, you know, we have very gifted and talented people here on Psyche's Gone Wild. And we're going to do a little bit of reading afterwards, after a little introduction here, and a little bit of topic conversation, and we'll get to that. So you guys who called in there, hang on there, and we will get to you today. Also, just remember, this is Blog Talk, so if it drops you, please call back in. If it kicks you out of chat, please call back in. You know, we always... either have that solar flare activity or some weather events or something happening. We always have interesting events happening here. So anyway, Maria, do we have you? Hello.
Hey, how are you?
All righty, pretty good. Yep, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. How are you?
Pretty good. Okay, good. Well, in case people hadn't caught the last go-round, don't know how much, you know, of an interview you kind of really had, but tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, how you came by your gifts, kind of, you know, what you do, that kind of stuff, and what your personal journey has been, and then we'll have you talk a little bit about meditation. So how did you start in this? How did you get started? What events happened that kind of, you know, brought this to awareness for you?
Well, it all started when I was back in August of 2001. I was in a car accident and got hit by a school bus. And through my recovery, there was like this bliss feeling that just came to me. And I'm like, what is this? Where did this come from? What is it? You know, and it just stayed with me for so long. And, you know, I could bring it up and everything like that, and sometimes I would get messages with it, or it'll just give me a feeling like everything's going to be okay. You know, I'll hear a voice will come through from it, you know, and I can, the feeling is in my cell memory somehow, and I can bring it up and it'll come forth, you know, and it's helped me manifest things, you know, in my life. Things like that, and it's just been so, it's brought so much bliss to me, you know, and I would love to, you know, share it with people, and I didn't know who to talk to about this. I mean, the only people that I can really speak of to this are psychics, because they know. I mean, if I were to go out and discuss it with anyone else or my pastor, they wouldn't know what I'm, you know, speaking of. And the only time that I would speak of it is, you know, through, you know, psychics or intuitives. So during that time, you know, I've taken classes, intuitive classes. I've taken tarot classes. And that's helped strengthen my ability and connect even further.
Cool. Yeah, I was going to say that's one thing we kind of discuss and kind of laugh about is, you know, people are very afraid of the P word, that psychic word, you know. Now, if you talk about, you know, oh, I've had intuition or I've got, you know, a gut feeling or a gut hunch, I mean, everybody's got those. So it's just that acknowledgement of, you know, what's really happening. You know, with you, you know, what's going on with that. But I'm kind of curious, you know, were you a real spiritual person? You know, did you go to church a lot? You know, what was kind of your background before this?
I went to church. It was just, you know, an average. It wasn't, I didn't go a lot. But I do remember when I was a little girl, I would get like, whenever I would get really sick. And see, I grew up with my mom and them going to psychics and stuff. On my mom's side, her aunt is a very intuitive. My brother is psychic, but he's terrified of it. He's afraid of it. He doesn't embrace it like I do. But like, for example, when I was a little girl and I used to be sick on my grandmother's couch, and I would say to myself, you know, I would lay down and I would be just sick, and then I would say to myself, I would say my name over and over and over and over again, and all of a sudden I'm in this room. It's a white room, and it's just like big, huge, gigantic marshmallows, and it would always take me there every time I would say my name repetitive in my head, and I'm like, what is this? How is this happening? You know, and it's so weird, because that same situation happened to me maybe about 6 weeks ago, but instead I said a prayer. I was about to go into a prayer, and as soon as I closed my eyes and put my hands together, going down for prayer, I seen this big, huge, gigantic cloud, and in the middle of this cloud, there was this person, but I really couldn't see who it was, but I did see someone there, and they were just standing there like the hand in front of my face.
Wow.
So I'm like, it made me think of when I was a child, And I said, maybe this is the adult version of that, you know. But I was just so amazed.
How neat.
So
now you have a new place to go for meditation, huh?
Exactly. I meditate every day. I meditate in the morning. You know, I meditate. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and meditate. To me, that's the best time to meditate. You know, before I get a drink of coffee or anything like that, that's what I do. And I think it's very important for individuals to meditate, you know, because meditate, it's a lot of strength and a lot of power and wisdom in meditation. You know, it's good for all of us. I mean, if you pray, you need to meditate as well, just as much.
I've always heard it as, you know, prayer is talking to God and meditation is listening to God. So,
I've grown up with that one. It most definitely is so true. It is so true. And the way I feel to meditate would be, again, it's either through the breath or it's through a mantra, like repeating something repetitively.
Okay, so in your case, you just started out as a child. You just would say your name over and over again. So it doesn't have to be any mystical. It doesn't have to be any mystical words. It can just be your name, huh?
Exactly, cool. Because because that name has a frequency. That name is you. Once you say your name repetitively, over and over again, that's calling your higher self. Your higher self has a frequency, and that's how that works. And that's within all of us. And you just repeat that, and you'll start to get focused with the mind, body, and spirit.
Nice. That is what, now, I know people are going to go, do I have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and do this? And
No, but it's very important. But it's very important to have a quiet, clear space or a specific time during the day or morning or night to, you know, get this routine started, because it has to be a routine. And when you do it, you have to do it with intent. It always has to be with an intent, you know, to connect with your higher self or your guide or whatever that intent that you want, you know, at that particular time. It has to be the same.
Awesome. Really awesome. Alrighty. Wow. So you said you kind of started this journey back in, you said your car wreck was kind of back in 2001, is that it? So you've been kind of doing this for about 12 years then?
Yes, I've been doing it for about 12 years, focusing in on that. During that time, I've taken tarot classes, and I've also taken a class on intuition.
Cool.
Yes. Okay. So it's, you know, it's opened up a lot of different avenues of spirituality for me, you know, things like that. And it made me, I guess, somewhat more understand the bliss feeling that I got from my car accident, which still sticks to me to this day.
Right. I love. And I know somebody's going to be asking this, so I'm going to ask this. Did you ever have any kind of feeling or sense? When you were going through that, you know, you had like either a guardian angel or, you know, somebody with you or, you know, anything like in particular like that? Because, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, you know, I had this, you know, presence and it like saved me or something like that. Was that kind of, boy, I got a frog in my throat here. Was that kind of the case with you or, you know, or did you just kind of, was it just when you were in that cloud-like place and you just kind of sensed that presence then?
When that bliss feeling comes to me, it gives me the feeling that everything is going to be okay. You know, don't worry about it. You know, everything's going to be okay. Whatever it is that you need or whatever is going to be okay, just as long as it's, you know, for my highest good. You know, everything's going to be okay. You know, don't worry about anything. That's not anything to worry about. Things like that, and stuff will just come to me, and it'll come to me out of the blue. It comes to me out of the blue, therefore I don't have to question it at all in no way, shape, form, or fashion. And I just know that it's coming from that source.
Right. Just that knowingness, and that was something I was going to kind of touch on a little bit was, You know, because so often people go, you know, it's like, well, are you, because there are seeing psychics, you know, there are people who are who see things. Mm-hmm. There's people, you know, either colors or waves or whatever. There's people who hear things. There's people who sense things. It's kind of like, you know, associated with your sense of touch. And then,
right.
like, you know, like you say, what you're saying, that just that I just know. I just
right,
know it.
Right,
you know,
right.
So yours is more
yes.
of a sense of knowing.
Right. It's the sense of knowing. I do get the sense of seeing, you know, of the clairvoyant that comes through as well. That comes most
cool.
definitely comes through. So it's
nice.
And the voice. It does come with the voice sometimes.
Voice
so,
audio. We have video
right.
and audio. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Awesome.
So
that is really cool. All right. Well, with that in mind, we got some folks here who've called in. And I'm sure they would like to ask you a question today. Now, what kind of reading, you know, what tools do you use? It's like, what kind of, you know, how do you read people?
I use my tarot cards for readings.
Okay.
That's the type of readings that I do. And whatever spirit, you know, has to share with me about
okay.
them, I will share that as well.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, and to our call today, what we're going to say is... if you would please kind of, you know, out of respect to everybody, because, you know, everybody who calls in, they would like to, you know, we're going to try to do the, what we call the Baskin-Robbins small sampler bit. It's like, you know, you're not going to get the whole ice cream cone today. You're going to get just a little sample of what Maria is offering. Oh, and how can our guests, you know, if they like that sample, how do they buy the rest of the cone? So if they would like to get a reading from you, how do they get a hold of you when you're not here on the air?
They can go to maria.perone@yahoo.com.
Okay. So is that maria.perone@yahoo.com?
Yes. maria.perone@yahoo.com.
All righty. Sounds good. Okay, so email her there and tell her you would like, you know, to schedule a reading with her, and she will get back to you and do that. So, okay. And like I said, we're going to kind of do, now, do you need a question? I mean, you know, what do you need callers to give you? Like, you know, their name, their birth date, what kind of information, you know, a question? What do you need before you do that?
Just their name, and that's basically it. And their name and their birth date. And
okay.
Just a question.
And a question. Okay. And one question, guys, not 15. Okay. Away we go here. Our first caller is area code 847. 847, you are on with us.
Hi. My name's Jordana. My birthday's July 21st. Do you need the year?
No, I do not.
Okay. And my question is, there's a guy, his name is Scotty. We work together. And recently he's been giving me, it seems like he's interested, but I have no idea. He's like hot and cold. So I'm just wondering what's going on there.
Okay. And he, you said he works with you?
Yeah, we work together.
Okay. And what's his name again?
Scotty.
Scotty does have an interest in you, of course. And hold on. He has an interest in you, but he's just, I don't know, I guess he's just kind of, because he's had a previous relationship, he's scared to kind of, I guess, move forward into trying to pursue something with you. He wants to see what you're more about, of course. But it's a situation where he wants to have total control. And he's the type of person that will kind of always keep you guessing all the time.
Yes.
So he, are you interested in him? Because you, I mean, for you to bring this question up, you do have an interest in him. So
I additionally have an on again and off again boyfriend, and we're off right now. So I mean, I think he's a
so
good guy.
You basically want to know, okay. Hold on. I'll ask Spirit if Scotty is somebody that you should have a future with. Or you could have a future with.
Yeah, it's so confusing.
You can possibly have a future with him, but as far as having a relationship with him, again, that's something that, you know, he's kind of backs off from, but he's just as curious about you as you are as of him. You know, you and your current boyfriend, you have an off and on again relationship with him. Your off and on again relationship with this current boyfriend is a little bit stronger. I feel that
absolutely.
You should continue to go and pursue your on and off again boyfriend, because this Scotty guy is just somebody there for a season. He really won't stick around, you know, because he also has a lot of people in his life, you know, that he's still interested in, and he won't give you that attention that you're looking for.
Of course. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Well, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Alrighty, and thank you for calling in. All right. Let's see here. Oh, now we have these little small technical moments. We call them the WOD moments, when the thing just kind of sits there and spins while we wait for it to decide to make up its mind. So while we have those moments of technicality, we'll take a minute here and just remind people. People are slowly finding their way into chat here, which is awesome. Just remember, guys, you know, if it kicks you out or if you lose sound, try the F5 refresh. Sometimes, though, don't feel bad. Don't feel picked on, because I have been kicked out of chat as the host. So, you know, it's nothing personal. Blog Talk apparently boots everybody. So it's kind of bad when you're hosting and you suddenly lose the chat room. It's like, okay, that was fun. But it happens. It happens. Okay. Let's see here. And on to our next caller here. Okay, this person is from area code 708. 708, you are on with us.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for taking my call. Maria, my name is Lucy, and my birthday is April 11th.
April 11th, okay. And what is your question?
I just would like you to see if you can pull some cards and just tell me what this next week is going to be like. I got a couple things that I'm hoping that will happen, and I just want to see what kind of energy you're getting.
Okay. With this, I'm getting you have a lot on the table right now.
Yes.
There will be a little, I guess, delay in what you're trying to pursue. Is there a project or something that you're trying to pursue?
I am waiting for a second interview.
Okay. You will get a second interview, but I guess it'll be, somewhat of a delay in that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this the only job that you're looking for?
There's applications out there all over.
Yeah, I see that.
I do like this one, though. This is the first one that's kind of like struck a chord with me.
Okay. And what area is this in? What line of work?
It's actually a health-related insurance.
Okay. Okay, with this health-related insurance, that's a really good area, and that's something that you should continue to pursue, because I do see down the line maybe – I don't know, maybe 3 to 6 months from now that you will get a job doing that in that
mm-hmm.
area or
mm-hmm.
pertaining to that area.
Okay.
So, yes. So maybe that's where I've seen the delay at.
Okay. So
go ahead.
The actual job may not come about for another 3 to 6 months?
You will get an interview, but there are other jobs pertaining to health insurance.
Okay.
You know, in that same line, and I do see you getting hired within the next 3 or 6 months.
Okay, so I'm not going to close my options if I get this one.
Do not give up, because, you know, but you will.
That's what I needed.
You. Yes.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much, dear.
You're welcome.
Thank you both.
Call back in and let us know how it goes. We always like
I
to
will.
Hear those follow-ups.
I
awesome.
Will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
All righty. We're going to take a short one here, and let's see. I think we forgot one other thing there. It's like, Maria, I know people can get a hold of you on, let's see, you said your email. If you'll tell us your email again, and then you also work for another place. I'm not sure if you have their 800 number, but you can at least tell us where. So a couple places to find you when you're off air.
Maria dot Perone, Peron, at yahoo.com. And I'm also on keen.com, keen.com/Maria Perone.
Cool. All righty. That's good. Okay, so that is how to get a hold of her, because we're, as usually happens, it's like, you know, we have a few callers to start, and it's like all of a sudden we go, we have
right.
the house factor going. So, like, we've got a lot of folks here, but everybody's wanting to talk to you today. And
right.
just remember, guys, just one question today, and just, you know, have a little bit of Saturday fun here. So we have Maria Perone with us. And she is, listen, if you missed the first part of it, check back in and listen to archives and hear kind of a little bit of her story. We did a little bit of having her tell a little bit of her history about how she came about with her gifts and stuff. And she really started that in 2001 with a car accident. So check that after our show and listen to the first part if you missed that, because she's got a pretty good story. Okay, and our next caller here is area code 313. 313, you are on live with us.
Hi, my name's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. 529 is my birthday.
Okay.
And I was looking at generally with my, I'm looking to make a move into a new area, and looks like I've got an opportunity with a coworker who has a condo, and then one of his buddies is going to rent it out, and we're going to, you know, just kind of split it on a golf course and really nice, and just kind of wanted to see what the cards say for that.
The cards say for that. I have the Page of Cups. And the Page of Cups is telling me that the situation, you know, that you're going through, it's a new beginning for you. And that, you know, going through it, of course, which is the next card is the Ten of Wands. It's going to be somewhat of a burden, but you need to, I guess, get others in. You need their help as well to make this whole ordeal with this condo to work out fine. And I do have the Ten of Cups, which is family, which is happiness. And with this situation, with everybody working together and carrying their load, which the Ten of Wands is about, everything will work out fine. But that's something that you have to do. So do it, pursue it, go forward with it, but make sure that you're not carrying the bulk of everything.
Oh, right. Understand. Perfect. Yeah, that's it sounds like the other guy's responsible and stuff like that. So it's
right. But I think everything will flow well for you. You know, just you know, continue to have that communication with them, that you all continue to stay on the same page.
Cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you for calling in, and call back and let us know how it goes. We always like to hear the follow-up. Oh, goodness. It's a quick Saturday today. My heavens.
Right.
Going on and on. Okay. Let's see. We're coming to our half hour here. It's like I do want to take, we're going to take a couple more calls, and then we do want to talk a little bit more about meditation stuff and how to, kind of like how to help you guys empower yourselves, because that's part of what we do here is seeing what we can do to help everybody kind of tap into their own intuition. And we do. We're starting to get that a lot more, which is really nice. People will call in and go, well, I kind of had this feeling. It's like, you know, and it's just like the double check. It's like, you know, double checking to see, you know, is my feeling on? It's like, and, you know, usually if you guys have a feeling, if you have a gut hunch, it's like, of course it's on. So that's really awesome. With that being said, okay, our next caller here is area code 770. 770, you are on with us.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Fantastic. Maria, I just want you to tell me, see what you see around me, what's happening around me.
What's happening around you? Hold on. Around you, I get the cards tell me this is the King of Sword cards, and I have the Three of Cups and the Six of Wands. And the King of Sword cards tells me that are you wanting something, are you going through some type of are you going through some type of like abusive situation?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm getting from here, from this card. I guess someone is maybe verbally abusing you.
No.
You know, kind of treating you, I guess, somewhat cold in a way.
Well, only thing I could think of, I did ask a friend to meet me at a tropical island to spend some time over the summer. It's been a little over a week ago, and I haven't heard from him since, so that's the only thing I could think of.
Oh, okay.
He did say he would get back with me, but I hadn't heard from him.
Okay. Well, yes, okay. With that, I mean, there is the Three of Cups here, then, and that is that pertains to a celebration. The Three of Cups means celebration. It means celebrating something.
Uh-huh.
And I do see that for you. I mean, are you, this vacation, are you going to celebrate something, this vacation that you said that I guess you were trying to?
No, the vacation, I just want to get away. I just need to get away for the spirit, the soul, and just a new environment. Just get away. You know how we just want to get away and be pampered and do those good things.
Yeah, that I could see coming for you in the future, you know, even if it's just to get away, you know, maybe not flying anywhere, but like getting away, like let's say go to a
No, I want to go. I really want to go to a tropical.
Oh, okay.
I want to go to a somewhere tropical.
Okay, are you getting things together? Are you making plans for that? Have you?
Yeah, I'm checking out some things through my vacation club. It's probably going to be, if it doesn't happen before the summer is over, it's going to happen in October.
Yeah, that'll be a good time because fares will be kind of cheap then. But that's something that I do see you pursuing and doing. Although, yes, it is a delay for you right now because it will be in October.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, of course, that's what the card, the Six of Wands represents for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
you'll get it, but it's just going to be a delay in getting it, a delay
mm-hmm.
in your victory, which is what you know, this is something that you really want, that you're striving for.
Okay.
So what financially wise, job wise, how are things looking for you career wise? Because it looks to me like, you know, things are going well for you in that way.
I make it happen. I'm figure of speech, a hustler.
Yeah. Yes, but like you really don't, you know.
And I am expecting some money, so hopefully that's going to come through.
Right, exactly. So what about, like, I guess, relationship-wise? You know?
Relationship-wise, that is That is the one that, a big question mark. So I don't know if my friend is going to get back with me because he doesn't live in the same state that I live in, and I don't see him just over the phone. But like I said, he hadn't gotten back with me like he said he would. But and again, it's only been a little over a week.
Mm-hmm. It's just a few
days.
And you have an interest in him as well?
For some strange reason, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, he, you know, somewhat on the cold side. Hello?
I'm here.
He's somewhat on the cold side, and maybe this is the king. That's why the King of Swords came up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I can see that with a Taurus, being a Sun Taurus and a Capricorn Moon. I can see that.
Right. But another thing, what you have to realize, you know, just met him, and you have to kind of take things slow, because if you don't, it's kind of, you know, run him off.
Well, I've been talking to him. It'll be 1 year this month.
Yeah. Okay.
And
physically, have you physically seen him? You know.
Yes, I've physically seen him, but not had no physical contact intimate.
Right. No, I'm not talking about. Seen him, like, been in the same. I thought you all, like, lived in the same city or same.
Oh no, I don't. No, he doesn't. Oh yeah, I physically seen him though. I saw him back in May.
Uh-huh.
And but I thought you meant intimate.
No, I'm sorry.
But I've figured that much out. Knowing a little something about astrology, I do know that his moon is in Capricorn, and he is a Taurus. So I thought, oh, two Earth signs.
You all are both of Earth sign, and you all will constantly have, like, somewhat of a conflict. That's why, again, the King of Sword cards came up.
I'm an Earth sign, too. I'm a Capricorn, and he's Moon Capricorn, so I thought, wow, that's usually a sweet connection. You know, it's usually when you have a Moon-Sun connection, it's usually people get along pretty good.
Yeah, they do, but, you know, some people are, you know, in their own little way, you know, kind of on the cold side.
Yeah.
All righty. Yeah. Well, we've got some other callers here in Cleveland.
Well,
thank you.
Then I'm going to have a celebration anyway. And one thing I know about God universe knows.
Exactly.
There you go.
And that's why it's so good to pray and meditate. And if that's something that you really want, you need to meditate on it. If God can't bring that to you, that particular man, then meditate on him bringing someone that will benefit you.
Yes.
There you go.
But I really thought he was the one, because when I would speak with him, I would get chills.
Yeah.
I would. I do. I get chills. I'm like, oh, man, why I feel so cold. And someone...
Yeah.
Someone explain it to me.
Well,
that's
a cold
connection. I mean.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Back there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marie.
For calling.
You betcha. All righty. Oh, yeah, you got the cold and the chills. Like, she's getting the cold and the chills from him. Cool. It's like that she's wanting to go to hot vacation or something.
Exactly.
She tells us about it. Sends us some pictures of that hot vacation, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Well, we got somebody here in your area code. Area code 512. 512. Oh, I think we're going to get you on. Here we go. 512, we got you.
Hello. My name is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi. My date of birth is 516.
Okay.
And my question is, I recently had some issues with Raquel, and I want to know if we're going to be talking soon.
Okay. Let me shuffle the cards here.
I'm just going to interject something here real quick. You did say your birth date was that May 6th, is that right?
Oh, May 16th.
Oh, May 16th. Okay, well, that would make a big difference. Okay, there we go. May 16th. Okay, just while Maria's getting her cards together there, you are a three of diamonds as a birth card, and you have a seven of hearts as your planetary ruler. Three of diamond people, you know, you come into this life with a lot of creativity. The biggest thing you have to worry about, The biggest challenges you have in life is to not worry, but to allow that creativity to come out whatever you're doing. With the diamonds, it always indicates that you're going to get lessons, you know, a lot of your life lessons through money, through finances. The deeper reason you're here is for your values, is to find out really what's important to you. And with that follow-up, with that seven of hearts that you've got going there, the other kind of life lesson is having faith, having, you know, have a little faith and love will come to you, you know, type of thing. So it's always about, well, you know, the threes and the sevens is like the odd number cards are always about, like I say, the three with the creativity, the seven with that faith. And it's like, you really got to focus on not worrying. You really got to focus like Bobby McFerrin's song of, you know, don't worry, be happy. So really focus on keeping your, you know, thoughts and, you know, what you're doing on the positive. Because when you focus on the positive, you're going to get more of that. And with that, I'll turn it over to Maria.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay. Right now, you will hear from this. Her name was Joanne, right?
Her name is Raquel. I'm Joanne.
Raquel. You will hear from Raquel. Right now, this is a difficult, you know, time for her. What's going on? I mean, is it something going on with her between you all, or, you know, is there some type of miscommunication?
We've had a long term friendship. We've known each other for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And as time went by, it basically started turning into basically, you know, more than just a friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She with this situation, it's she likes you. You know, of course, she wants to be with you and everything like that, but she's still missing something, and I don't know if she had someone previous that she's still in love with or what, but I mean, you guys had a good relationship, but it's feel like on her end she's still missing something, and that's why Spirit is telling me that you need to give her just a little bit of time, I guess, to get things, I guess, situated or whatever. But you will be hearing from her, I feel, in the near future.
Okay.
So, I mean, what have you been doing to keep yourself busy where you're not focused on, you know, the worry of that situation with her? Have you
Go ahead.
Have you been, like, I guess, meditating will help you in this situation. You meditate, when you meditate, and if you can meditate and say and ask that Spirit or God surround you with people that have your best interest at heart, you know, and if she's the one that is going to have your best interest at heart and hers as well, then I feel that she will communicate with you stronger, and once you guys do get connected together, you can communicate more and put all your issues out on the table, so therefore they won't come back in the future.
Okay. All right.
That's what I feel.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you all answering my questions, and thank you for giving me some insight on the Three of Diamonds and the Seven of
This is the Five of Cups. The Five of Cups.
Oh, okay. So, I appreciate that.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right.
Good luck
Thanks.
With everything. Bye bye.
Call back in and let us know how it goes. We always like those follow up stories. Awesome. Okay. We're getting We're getting down the wire. We got three more left to go. It's like, I think we're going to do this, Maria. Everybody's going to get their Baskin Robbins sampler today. And
right.
Then we get a little bit of meditation time.
Right.
Okay, area code 973-973, you are on.
Hello. My birthday.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. My birthday is January 5th.
What is your name?
My name is Jackie.
Jackie. Jackie is a Capricorn. Okay, what is your question, Jackie?
I just want to know what's really going on around me.
Okay, anything particular, or is it
my
finance,
family and
love?
My finance.
Family and finance, okay. Let me shuffle my cards.
And what day in January were you on?
January 5th.
January 5th, okay.
Yes.
January 5th. Anything going on?
Nine of Spades is your birth card, and Four of Clubs is your planetary ruler. Nine of Spades, it feels like this life to you feels like high school graduation every day, every year. It's like nines are about, you know, as one door closes, another door opens. And your life seems to be like a series of things that happen like that. It's like you came really to complete things, to tie up things from previous time. And, you know, it's just like you're kind of like tying up all the loose ends. It's kind of like, you know, tying the bows off on all the packages, okay? Some of them may seem to be disappointing. Some of them, you know, may seem to be blessings. But if you look at it in the sense of, you know, if you can allow one door to close while the other door opens, you can really, you know, understand that it's like, you know, this is what you're meant to be doing here. It's just like, you know, letting things clean up and clean out. It's like life goes a lot better. And with that, Maria, what you got?
For her, I have the Star, the Hangman, and the Chariot in reverse. And this one, the Star, I'm getting that somewhat, I don't know if it's, is there like a emotional problems, you know, that are getting in the way with you and your family, with you guys getting together and everybody communicating. That's what I'm getting, the communication with your family. I guess should be a little bit more stronger than what it is. Financially, are you working now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you feel like you're stuck in limbo, like you want to move forward?
Absolutely.
To pursue, I guess, a better paying job or a higher level of management, because that's what I get here with the Hangman. And it's just like, okay, you're there, but nothing's happening for you financial-wise, meaning at your job.
Yes.
So are you looking for a job?
I'm kind of stuck right now. I'm not really sure what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been having a lot of problems with my family.
Mm-hmm.
My mother died, and everybody, it just went crazy.
Yes. You have to keep yourself together. You have to continue to be the strong one. You can't spread yourself too thin, because you have to keep yourself sane and continue day by day. So you have to, you know, do what you can for your family, but don't overdo it where therefore it's a burden to you, because I see you taking that on a lot, you know. Do you have brothers and sisters that you, you know, have a hard time communicating with?
Yes, all of them.
Yeah. I feel that, you know, you guys just need to come, you know, set up a meeting or something where you can, you know, let them know that you're there for them. But, you know, they have to, you know, pull their end as well, you know, meet you halfway in order to be and stay strong together as a family. You know, your brother, your sister, yourself, and whomever, think of it as a hand, a fist. You all have to be there in order to be strong. Do you understand what I'm saying or what I'm trying to get at?
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
And you have to take that and give it over to God. And you can do that through meditation. And it really works. and you have to believe it and you have to say it. And what Spirit is telling me right now is that you need to have your own affirmation, your personal affirmation. And when you do this affirmation, you say it in the now, which means you don't say it in the future. You don't say, I will. You say, I am. Do you understand what I'm saying? You say, like, something like, day by day, I'm getting better and better. My interests are, I'm prospering in all of my interests. You have to say an affirmation like that, but make sure you say it in the now, in the present. Don't use a future tense like I will. Say I am. Do you understand that? If you can say that every day and think about it and give it a frequency, think about it and say it and do it and say it to yourself, and it will happen. Things will start getting better for you. This is what I see for you. And, yes, you do need to move on job-wise.
Trying to figure out how. I'm a school teacher. It's a tough job. And, you know, I don't have the money to go back to school. My mother died, and, you know, my family just kind of lost it. I have my kids, and my husband and I, we work every day. So it's just kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure a way out. And, you know, also deal with the loss of my mother. That's been very hard.
Right, of course. Have you tried, you know, had a counselor, someone that you can speak with about that?
No, not really. You know, sometimes, you know, sometimes I'll talk to people like you, you know, just try to get insight, and, you know, I pray.
Mm-hmm. You pray and you meditate and you do that every day, and you do it with meaning. And if you do an affirmation, your own personal affirmation, and you say it every day, in the morning, in the night, in the middle of the day, things will come to you. You know, and things will start going well for you. And you have to say it and you have to believe it. And when you think about it and say it, you say it with a good, you think about it with a good feeling. You know, as long as you can think of it, say it, and get, that gives it a frequency along with your emotion. You just put it into existence.
Okay.
And that's what you have to do. Remember, don't say I will, because that's the future. You want I am, meaning now, the present.
Okay.
Because all this goes up to your subconscious. Your subconscious is connected to God.
Okay.
And everything will work for you for your highest good.
Okay. My family took me through a lot.
Yes, and you have to keep your strength for yourself. You know, yeah, let your family know that you're there and that you know that you're there for them, but you can't give them too much of yourself. You cannot spread yourself thin because you have to stay together for yourself.
Okay. Now, what were those cards again that you mentioned?
The Star, the Hangman, and the Chariot.
And what does the Chariot mean?
The Chariot means, like, you want a victory.
Mm-hmm.
A victory, and it's in reverse. It's you're still going out to pursue something, and this could mean because right now, job-wise, you want something different. You're still wanting to pursue that, and it hasn't happened for you. And it's also pertaining to your situation with your family.
And the Hangman is like, I'm just in limbo?
Yes, like you're in limbo. And I got job-wise with that because it's like you're there at that job, but it's not going anywhere for you, or you haven't really pursued what you really feel that you need to pursue, going to a better career. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just you're there for now.
Right. So it's other things that I could be looking at.
There are other things that you can be looking at. You can do that and you can do something else. You can do something part-time.
Okay. There's a lot of things that I do want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I haven't really put the ball in motion because of all the other things that was going on.
But you can do it. You can do it because I hear it, I see it, and I sense it for you. I sense it because you have a go-getter attitude. You just need to focus and concentrate. Yeah, your family's your family. They're going to be the way they are, but you can't spread yourself too thin. Yeah, be there for them, but you have to keep yourself strong. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do understand that. I absolutely do. And that's what I strive for every day.
Right.
I absolutely do.
Right.
Okay.
Is there anything else, or?
Oh, I just have to. I really have to learn more about meditation.
Yeah.
I'm not really. You know, when I think of meditation, I just think of trying to get some rest and relax. But you know, listening to what you're saying is that there's a little bit more to it.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot more to it. You think of a thought. It's a good thought. It's for you. You give yourself an affirmation. Once you put emotion with that thought, that that imagination, that frequency, a frequency will come, and that's how you give it birth to come to be in reality, manifesting.
Mm. Okay.
And check out the archives, because Maria talked a little bit at the beginning about meditating, a little bit about her experience.
Okay.
And, you know, she's got some pretty good little practical how-to tips, you know, on some of that. So, you know, after the show's over, go back and check that out and listen to it.
I will.
Okay?
I definitely will, because I do need to sometimes re-listen to what, you know, what it said to me, you know, just so I could truly internalize it. So
right.
I will definitely listen
right.
to it.
Right.
All right.
No, I'm doing a lot of soul searching now. So I definitely will listen to it.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Call back and let us know how things are going, too.
I definitely will. And thank you so much, Lady.
You're welcome.
All
God
right.
bless you.
Thank you. For
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay. Maria, I just cheated. I just gave us a little extra time because we've got several more here, and it's like, and I did say earlier, it's like we're going to have to step up a little bit, but I do want to give everybody that Baskin-Robbins taste, but we got about four more folks here to go, so let's boogie. Okay, because I do. I want to kind of finish up a little bit with a little bit more of your, you know, thoughts on meditation, because, you know, we started that out pretty good, and it's like, and then I realized as we got to going, it's like, we never really talked about, you know, a little kind of getting into it, but it's like, yeah, we need to talk about that a little bit more. So anyway, all right, but for the moment, we are with area code 469. 469, you're on with us.
Hello, this is Chandra.
Hello, Chandra.
Hi.
What's your birthday?
6/28/83.
28/83. Okay. Your question?
I've been really, unhappy lately, and it's because I really want a child.
Okay.
And I go to the doctor to have this test done to, you know, see if my tubes are blocked in a few more weeks. But I'm just wondering, do you see anything changing for me in that area? Like, do you see me finally getting what I want anytime soon? Or
okay, let me shuffle the cards and ask. For this, when it comes to health, I'm really not, I would say for you to go and, you know, continue to go to your doctor and see what the, I guess, issues are. You know, of course, that's what you've been doing. Child-wise, yeah, I see a child. This could be, I want to say, I don't know if this is a child that you're going to possibly adopt or that's coming into your life, but I do see a child. But I'm not... It's not telling me that, okay, she's going to have it. It's not telling me that. It's, I don't know if this is a child that you're going to adopt, but I do see you around a child.
Okay. Me and my husband getting ready to move to Florida to be close to his son. His son is 7 years old.
Okay.
So I do know, you know, that change is coming where we're going to be close to his son.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the child I saw. And how are you, I guess, financial-wise? Are you all in a good financial situation where you can have another child with him?
I would think so. Mm-hmm. I'm working and he working, so we haven't been struggling lately. So,
okay, but you're going into Florida, so are you going to still have work there? Do you have a job there for you in Florida?
I'm getting the pinnacle.
Say again.
I get to transfer my job there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're asking me, will you transfer your job there, or are you saying you're going to?
I'm going to.
Right, okay. Because I'm getting the Pentacles in reverse.
What does that mean?
The King of Pentacles in reverse, meaning that things may kind of be affected financial-wise. You know, with you going down there, not maybe through you, but through him, your
mm-hmm.
husband, you know, you guys may have some financial issues along the way, but I don't think it's anything that's going to be permanent, just maybe temporary,
mm-hmm.
you know. And make sure that you're aware of, you know, that the relationship with his son and your son is solid, because I'm getting the relationship card, and it's kind of like in reverse. The relationship with him, with you and his son.
It's reverse?
Yes. The Two of Cups. Are you close to his son? Do you guys have a really good relationship?
No, I've only met his son like one time since we've been married.
Okay.
But I don't really know them. And the only thing that I say that would get in the way of a relationship with me and his son is the mother.
Yeah. And she's probably the high priest that I see here that's next to that card. So there are, you know, secrets, of course, that she knows that, you know, may have an effect on you and your husband. But
what
you
kind
and her...
of secret?
I don't know. It's something to do with the past with your husband, but I don't think it's anything that's going to break you all up or anything like that. I think it's
mm-hmm.
just a jealousy, something that she likes to hold over him. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the relationship with his son and you, it will build. Of course, it's going to be kind of rocky when you first move down there, but the less the mother comes in, the better it'll be.
Right. Well, they're not trying to establish anything with each other, are they?
Right, they're not. They're not. It's just how women are when they see you with someone that they used to be with and they're jealous of. They do stuff like that. That's how women are.
Oh, okay.
Simple as that. But keep yourself together. You know, always, you know, be the better person. Whatever she does, you know, don't fall for it.
Okay.
And that the relationship with his son and you should be really good.
All righty.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Thank you, you're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in.
And bye.
Call back and let us know how it goes. All righty. And thank you guys for hanging on here. Okay, Gemini Diva, you are up here. Let's see if we can get you on. This is a Skype call, so hopefully we'll have good sound quality. There we go. We got her. Gemini Diva, you are on.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm enjoying the show.
Good.
What's
your name?
Okay. My name is Tamla, and my birthday is June 4th.
June 4th. A lot of people in the month of June are calling me.
June
and May.
June 4th is the King of Diamonds with a Six of Hearts. And what I will say is any ladies who have a king as their birth card, there's always going to be those relationship things that happen because you're so strong-minded that a lot of times it's you have to find a guy who's really, really open and really willing because you tend to be very dominant as a partner.
Okay.
Your question?
Okay, I wanted to know if you can tell me a little bit about what's coming up for me in the area of business.
Okay. What kind of business are you trying to get into?
Well, I got a phone call from a friend of mine this morning because I'm working and everything, but it looks like with him, he needs me to do a lot of meditating. Well, he's never really asked me, but this is what I'm called to do. So I have to meditate and stuff because he comes up in my dream a lot where he's going through a lot on the business end, and I'm the only one who can kind of help him to navigate what's going on as far as his strategies for business, basically. So I'm just trying to see if this is where I'm moving towards because it looks like for some reason I feel a big shift in my energy, and I just want to see what's going on in that area.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got the Temperance card, which is balance, which is a good, the business deal with him is really good, so that's a positive thing right there. I got the Hierophant. You know, that means do things traditionally, you know, continue doing things. There will be somewhat of, you know, slow start in what you guys are doing, but things are going to smooth out once you guys get everything in order and all of your issues behind you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And anything else? And any other?
Well, I'm actually impressed because I was just trying to find out where I fit into all this, and I'm kind of glad I can be of service because he kept on calling me, and I was like, wow, let me see what I can do to help him. Okay, what can you see for me in the area of romance?
Romance. Okay, let me shuffle those. So you're currently dating someone right now?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. With romance, there is, you kind of like have, I guess, issues or something like getting your, I guess, what you want, the type of person that you're looking for. You know, you're very picky with that. But there is a lot of doubt, you know, that you kind of have all the time. There is doubt.
About myself or them?
Just about, you know, doubt meaning, oh, is there anyone really out there for me, you know, on that level? You know, I mean, of course, there's someone out there for you. You just have to be patient. You know, of course, you know, do you go out? Because it seems like you stay at home a lot.
Not really, because I'm more of a, in my younger days, I used to be a socialite. And getting a man has never been a problem. This is where my spiritual work came in at. I had to kind of pull back, work on myself, and really specify and be specific as to what kind of man that I want. And it's still basically like that now. It's just a matter of finding someone with the same like heart. It's not even about like-mindedness, just like heart.
Right. I think you should socialize just a little bit more. and this person will come to you, but he'll come when you least expect it. Don't go out there having your mind on, okay, let me go over here and see if I can find somebody or hear someone. Don't do that. Do not do that. Do not do that, because when you do, the guys that do come to you, they're not going to be about anything. Always go out. Never go out looking for someone. Just go out just to be social. Don't go out saying to yourself, oh, he's here somewhere, you know, where is he? Don't do that. He's going to come to you. And when he does come to you, your inner voice is going to tell you he's the one for you.
And so I'm listening to you, and it makes sense, but the way you're saying it, that I used to be that girl in my 20s.
But you know what? That's what you need to be like then. If that's what brought that to you in your 20s, you need to be like that right now.
I'm talking about the girl that used to go look good and go places just to find a man.
But you can still look good. You can still look good. You can go have fun, but don't go there looking to catch one. You understand what I'm saying? Because he's going to come to you. You can still go look good and be social and everything like that. But in your head, do not, you know, have it in your head where, oh, I'm looking for him, I'm looking for him. Don't be on alert. You know, when he comes, he's going to come, and he's going to come when you're not looking for him.
Okay.
But you can still continue to look good. Always, always do that.
Okay. Good deal. Makes sense. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless.
All righty.
Thank you.
All righty. Let's see here. We got two more to go here, and then we're going to talk just a little bit more, finish up on the meditation. So, home stretch here coming down, and area code 570-570, you're on live with us. What's your question today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good today. I would just like to see what Spirit has to bring in for me.
Okay, your name?
Terry.
Terry. Your birth, date of birth?
11/20.
11/20.
Another king energy. This Terry has the King of Hearts as her birth card.
Wow.
Mastery of emotions. And it's like, you know, again, it's always harder for ladies who are kings. It's like you have to find somebody kind of special, because there's not a lot of guys that like to be the co-pilot. They want to be the pilot. And it's like, and you want to be the pilot. So things to work out there.
For you, I got the Empress card, the Sun card, and the King in reverse. And this Empress card tells me that, you know, now currently you have everything. You have abundance. You know, you have happiness, you know. The Sun card tells me that, you know, things are going good. You know, you're happy. You're full of life.
True.
Yeah. Is there anything specific that you... worried about?
Well, my kids, one son, I have a sort of a situation with him. I don't know what's going to happen with him in his life, and he's older, he's not younger, but he sort of depends upon me for everything, and I stopped doing a lot of things, and it's not going over too well. As far as my other part of my life, I'm with a man, I'm a widow, I'm with a man that I love very much. Everything is going in that direction, you know, pretty good, so.
So you said your son is constantly independent on you.
Right.
I mean, is he looking for work? Is he working? No, he's not working.
No.
I mean, in order for him, and this is just what Spirit is telling me, that in order for him to learn and to grow, you know, he has to do things on his own. You know, of course you're there, you're the mother. This is why the Empress card came up. You have everything, you know, abundance. You have a home. You have that safe haven for him. But he has to go out and pursue, you know, go find life on his own through being independent and, you know, finding his way. What's his niche? What's his talent?
True.
You know, and that's something that, of course, you can help him with. But as far as providing for him financially, when it comes to his his needs or his wants, you know, that's where you should, like, hey, you know, you need to do this on your own. This is where, you know, this is what you have to do. This is what will make you become more mature and more of a man and take on the role of responsible adult. And that's what, you know, you need to do, because you're with this new guy. You're with this guy that's in your life, and, you know, you need to be there, you know, for him and to, you know, have a good connection with him, because your son is your son. He's grown. He's an adult. He has to find his niche and his way in life.
True. I agree. And I keep telling him this, and he always turns the table. He'll always say to me, it's unconditional love. When you give me things, why do you always say, I did this and I did this and I did this? And then he always will turn around and say, it's unconditional love.
Well, that's how he manipulates
you.
Yes,
he does.
You accept it and you let him do it, and you should stop. You know, if he's not screaming and having a blood coming out of him, you shouldn't be there. Just you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree.
I mean, you have to let him be mature, because when he goes out into a relationship, he's not going to be beneficial to a woman, because he's looking for his mom to do it for him. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know that.
And the same way he's going to treat you, he's going to treat his girlfriend that way. He's going to look at her for dependence. That's what I'm getting
from him.
Right, exactly. But you started that with him. But you have to maintain, be strong. You have to be strong, meaning stand your ground. Tell him no. You know? Tell him no. Find a career. Get a career. You know, he can get a career. He can go to school, try to pursue something, save his money.
He did. He has 2 degrees.
Wow. Is he pursuing jobs? Is he going out on interviews, applying for jobs?
He keeps saying he is, but I know he is, and he just, I don't know, he keeps finding excuses. He went to school. He has an accounting degree. He has a degree, another degree, and it's just like, he has entitlement.
God. Right. No, he does not have entitlement. What you work for is for you. And whoever this gentleman is in your life is the person that, you know, that's for you all to live and be comfortable. But your son needs to go out and put his degrees to work and find his his own niche. You know, he needs to stop depending on women, because that's what I see. That's what I'm, you know, was picking up earlier.
He has grown children, I mean, and his grown children always come to his rescue, too, and it's amazing. And the daughters do, but the son don't.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he has a lot of, growing up to do, you know. But I see things for you, focused on you. I see happiness at home with you. I see, you know, you're content.
Very content and very happily moving forward with this new man in my life, you know.
Right, and that's why the Sun card is here. That's why the Empress card is here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm gonna kind of interject there just a little bit, you know, because he's pulling this, you know, the unconditional love card in you, Mama. You can turn right around and say, you know what, son, you're over 21, and I'm going to pull that unconditional love card on you. Now, if you're loving towards me, what are you going to do? Because, you know, I've given you that love all your life. Now, how are you showing me unconditional love, son? You know, it is a two-way street, and he's not doing that.
Right.
I agree. I told him that yesterday. He does not respect me.
Yeah, you have to put your foot down, you know, and if he can't respect you, you know, you just have to say, hey, you know, this, we can't go on anymore like this. You have to respect me. When you come around me, you have to respect me. You really do.
I told him that. I said to him, I just can't do it anymore. I did what I had to do, and I want my own life now. I gave for my children. I gave for my family. It's my turn now.
Right. And yes, it is. Most definitely your turn. Most definitely.
I hope that he listens to what I say and makes a turnaround, because I'm definitely done. I can't do anymore.
Right. And you can meditate off. You can meditate. Take that into your meditation. Into your meditation, what you see wanting to happen. You know, seeing him being a better person.
seeing
him
be
a better person.
And I do meditate. I will take that into my meditation. Matter of fact, I just meditated before I called because I wanted to sort of center myself, because yesterday and today my energies are like all bouncing off the wall, and I don't like that feeling. So I just meditated before I called because it's, you know, your emotions.
And Marie's got some good tips on earlier on the show here about, you know, the meditation stuff too. So it's meditation really balances
and changes. Right, and just like your son, you can say his name. Such and such is being such and such. What's your son's name?
Randolph.
Randall is now being more independent and taking responsibility on as a man every day.
Oh, great.
You know, you can make that a part of your meditation, but again, say it in the now. Don't put it out into the future. Don't say, Randall will. Say,
no.
Randall is now, or Randall is, because it's present tense. And you have to say it, and you have to mean it, and you have to feel it. Put a frequency with it. Every time you say it, a frequency goes with it, a vibration. You put it in your imagery, in your head, in your mind's eye. You put a feeling with it of happiness.
Great.
You know,
I will do that tonight when I need it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Listen to the rest
call
of the meditation.
Call back and let us know how this goes.
I definitely will. I will in a few weeks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, where he's a grown person, it's like change is going to take a little bit of time.
I think so with him. He has to realize on his own.
He does,
most
definitely. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Alrighty, just a couple more here, and it's like an end time for a little bit follow-up there. Actually, Maria, what I'm going to have you tell our callers again is how to get a hold of you when you're not on air.
Okay. Maria.Perrone at yahoo.com. Maria.Perrone, P-E-R-O-N at yahoo.com.
Awesome. Okay, so to book some time with her, it's like that's where you go, email her, and she will get back to you. Okay, and area code 661. 661, you are on click.
Hey,
hello.
How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty
your
good,
name?
Pretty good. Bob.
Bob. Your date of birth?
January 22nd.
Okay. What's your question?
Love life, relationship.
Okay.
It's probably your most popular question, isn't it? That and money, I bet, right?
Right, always.
What I will put in there really quick is, Bob, you're a five of diamonds. You've also got the king of clubs as a planetary ruler. Five of diamonds gives you a lot of restless energy. And it's like that, you know, in, I'll say finding, and it's not just finding, but it's finding and keeping that relationship. You know, and you just have, it's like you're a traveler. It's like, you know, you like to go places, do things, you know, just that restlessness is there. And sometimes you've got to kind of turn, you know, look in the mirror, and you've got to face that restlessness, because sometimes on the one hand, you know, you really want a relationship. And on the other hand, sometimes it feels like it will restrict you, or, you know, that loss of freedom. And it's like, you know, for most people, it's like, oh no, I mean, most guys, and it's like, especially Aquarius men, I'll say that. You know, we like our freedom, because I'm an Aquarius also. I understand it. So, you know, that's you constantly kind of work with that, you know, that idea of, man, I want my freedom, but yeah, I really want a relationship. So with that, I'm going to turn you over to Maria.
Okay. With this, I get the Four of Wands. The Four of Wands. Is there like a celebration that you'll be going to? Is it something coming up that's in call for a celebration?
No, nothing I know of.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting. Like, I guess a time to gather with friends and family. This person that you're concerned about, are you all, I guess, having issues in, like, I guess, finances? Because that's the card I'm picking up, the Five of Pentacles.
I don't understand what you mean. This, you said this person I'm concerned about, there's nobody really that I'm seeing.
You said, wasn't your question that relationship-wise? Didn't you say
love-wise?
Okay. I'm getting the Five of Pentacles, and I'm getting the Four of Wands. That's what I'm getting. And it's saying family and friends, which I'm taking it. Maybe you need to, I guess, connect more with family and friends, go around family and friends, celebration-wise. I guess, is there an event or something coming up? That's what I'm picking up.
No, I have no idea at
Right, that's what I'm picking up. As far as relationship-wise, I'm not getting anything on. Do you stay at home a lot? Do you are you going out there being social?
I don't go out as much as I used to, but I don't stay at home all the time. I mean, I still go out. Just I don't know. Maybe I'm jaded or something. Just people are just I don't know.
What is your, I guess, your females that you're interested in, are they, do they have a hard time communicating with, or do they come up to you and when you talk to them, are they seem as if that they're interested or single? And, I mean, relationship-wise, I'm not coming up with anything right here. Social-wise, these cards are telling me that you need to be more social.
He's going, oh, no, okay, I thought I was social.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
What I'm going to kind of put in there is kind of what I was going on before with you know, concept of marriage and yearning for intimacy. Again, I'm going kind of going back to your, you know, your Five of Diamonds as a birth card. I'll just say it talks about reading stuff. I don't know if you've, you know, like read a lot of stuff on relationships, you know, that kind of stuff. One really good one, actually, interestingly, has been out for a long time, is John Gray's book on Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. You'll learn a lot about yourself as well about, you know, as the other half. But it really is kind of like what I said, is taking a look in the mirror and going, okay, what is it? You know, it's like, am I the partner that I want to attract? Because a lot of times, you know, and you go back to that that attraction factor, and say, are you being the person that you want to attract into your life? You know, it's like if you were, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot and you were out looking, you know, would you look at someone like yourself? Okay. So there's just some internal work, I'll say, that probably needs to kind of, you know, happen with you. Okay.
I don't know. I think it's funny because when you say that question, it's just what I see is women love these jerks that, like, abuse them better than they like a decent guy. And I'm looking at it like, I am a decent guy, and I don't abuse women. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe, you know,
they know something the rest of us don't. Yeah, well,
we're not saying that.
You know, we're just saying what is your experience when you go out and, you know, socialize with females that you're interested in. Because I'm not getting any feedback from them when it comes to you pursuing them. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe it's a different tactic, in other words, that you need to pursue, like the way you're approaching them. You know, you need to look at a different approach.
And possibly look at, you know, if you're attracting, 90 seconds. The other part is I know this is going to sound really weird, but you know, if you're looking at women that are in abusive relationships, it's like you know, kind of, that's kind of the attraction factor moment, and it's like, okay, why are you being drawn to those kind of people? It's like, you know, are you looking to be the knight on the white horse to rescue them? You know, there's something there with.
Yeah, I mean, I don't try to analyze it that deeply. I mean, I'm trying to figure it out, and there's no figuring it out. I'm done trying to figure it out. I'm just like, Is there anybody normal on this planet left? Is the question. You know what I mean? It seems like
yes, there is. That's us.
They don't really. I don't know, man. It's just a bizarre world out here these days between men and women. I think what I've seen. I mean, and I'm not the only guy saying this. I know a lot of men are saying the same thing, and they're good, decent guys.
Yeah.
What I'm going to ask you really quick, because
I think women need to have much more respect than they do for men. I find that that's really lacking a lot of times these days. A lot of women think that we're just walking ATM machines or something.
Yeah, that one. You know what? Please. Okay, we got 10 seconds. Please call back in. Please call back in on Tuesday. Pamela is our live psychic, and it's like, you know, or even Monday with Gary and Bonnie. Bonnie's a life coach. She's got some really good thoughts there. So please call back in, all right? Because I'm going to have Maria tell us one more time. It's like your email so people can get a hold of you, and then we are gone.
Maria.Perone@yahoo.com.
All righty. Well, thank you, Maria, for being on with us. And darn, it's like I was hoping you have a little more meditation time there and whatever.
Yeah.
Some people are going to check back in there with the archives, but it's like, you know, then see what you had to say. So I'm glad we got that out, what we got out at the beginning. All right. Well, we will see you all again. It's been fun
today. Thank you, and thank you for having me.
You betcha. Thank you.